can read the issue for us?
Yeah.
Explanation of the verse 34 and 23.
This is the ayah
where it says, حتى إذا فزع عن قلوبهم. And this verse is a proof for the invalidation of shirk, especially regarding what is attached to those righteous people, i.e. of the supplications of the ignorant towards them. It is said that this verse cuts the root of the tree of shirk from the heart.
Cuts the root of the tree of shirk in the heart. So, وَمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحُجَّةِ عَلَى إِفْقَالِ الشِّرْكِ خُصُوصًا مِنْ تَعَلَّقَ عَلَى الصَّالِحِينَ وهي الآية التي قيل أنها تقطع عروق شجرة الشرك من القلب.
And the reason for being, as we have said and repeated, that a gross righteous creation cannot have anything to bring unto themselves, then we should not call upon them, and calling upon them is of no benefit. Explanation of Allah's words, قال الحق وهو العلي الكبير.
This is the explanation that was given by the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we have an explanation from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the explanation. We do not have to go any further. This is the explanation of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give to him.
The reason for the question about that verse.
No.
Yes. That Jibreel,
yeah, the reason is why did they ask? Because they are in fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they want to know what Allah has decided.
That Jibreel alayhi salam answered that question after that by his words, he said such and such.
This is part of the hadith that we have skipped.
The description of the fact that Jibreel alayhi salam was the first to raise his head to attend to the revelation of Allah.
Yeah, that's all for me from the apart from the other hadith.
Jibreel alayhi salam answers to all angels of the heavens, for they all question him.
Okay, go on.
Unconsciousness occurs to all the dwellers of the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Trembling of the heavens due to the words of Allah. That Jibreel alayhi salam is the one who conveys the revelation to wherever Allah the Ta'ala commands. Eavesdropping of heavenly discussion by devils.
Yeah, this is how the devil will try to eavesdrop what is going on in the affair of this universe.
State of standing of jinns atop of one another.
SubhanAllah, they ride on each other all the way to the top. That means they have some power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in this some power. If you want to put two people, they cannot put three, four people on top of each other. But the jinns, they stand on top of each other all the way to the sky.
Oh.
And that will tell you how many there are of them. There are many of them.
Falling down a shooting star.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنِ اسْتَرَقَ السَّمْحَ فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. Those who strike the eardrop, he will be hit with a shooting star.
The shooting star sometimes hits the devil before he conveys the stolen message, and sometimes he reaches the ear of his human friend before he is struck.
Okay, go on.
Sometimes the soothsayer may relay the truth.
He may
relay the truth.
Yes, because he hears the truth that was conveyed to him from the jinn, and he says it. But he mixed with it 100 lies.
The soothsayer mixes the truth with 100 lies.
You see, I think.
His lies are not believed except for the word of truth which was heard from heaven.
We said that because of this one authentic information, people will trust that fortune teller and go after him.
The acceptance of falsehood by the human nature, how they hang unto one truth and after fear of 100 lies. How we pass the word to one another, memorize it, and use it as evidence for other lives. Affirmation of the divine attributes of Allah in opposition to denials of the Ash'ariyah and the Mu'attila.
Those people who deny and they do not affirm the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's both of them?
Both of them, Al-Ash'ariyah and Al-Mu'attila. And both of them, Al-Ash'ariyah and Al-Mu'attila are الأشعرية المعطلة. الأشعرية المعطلة. الشيء الأشعرية. Those أشعرية they are معطلة. Because they contain the attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى except for seven attributes. But however those seven attributes that they affirm them, they do not believe in them in the correct way according to the Torah of Allah. But the affirmation of the attributes is from the statement where ماذا قال ربكم. They are asking what your Lord has said. That means the Lord has said, and this is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That the trembling and shaking of the heavens is due to the fear of Allah ta'ala.
Now,
angels fall down in prostration for Allah.
How is it that we have finished this chapter and we move on to the next chapter, which is Babu al-Shafa'a. Al-Shafa'a ismun min shafa'a yashfa'u ila za'ala al-shay aslay. Shafa'a yashfa'u ila za'ala al-shay aslay. فهذا واحد. وتأتي لهذا فأصبح شفعا. هذا نفسه وهذا شفع لأن الشافع يأتي مع المشفوع مع المشفوع له فيصبح شفعا. intercession it means to go and talk to somebody to bring good to a third person or to keep evil from befalling a third person. This is al-shafa'a. Al-shafa'a is two types. There is a shafa'a amongst the people, amongst the creation, and the shafa'a from the creation to the creator. So we have the shafa'a that takes place amongst the creation, against amongst the son of Adam, and the shafa'a from the creation to the creator. The shafa'a that goes on amongst the son of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِنْهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا. It says, whoever offers and does a good intercession, he will get some reward out of that. And whoever does an intercession for something evil, he will get some of the punishment of that. So the shafa'a that goes on amongst the people, it could be haram or it could be permissible. If you are making shafa'a for something which is good, then it's good. But if you are making shafa'a for something which is not good, for example, you know there's something. So you go and you intercede for that person to make it into that class, even though somebody who really deserves that will be thrown out. That is shafa'a khayyira. That is an evil shafa'a. Because you are depriving somebody from their right. But for example, if you are making shafa'a for somebody to receive something in a way that you're not going to deprive somebody else, that is a good shafa'a. So this is the shafa'a that takes place amongst the people. Now the shafa'ah, the other type of shafa'ah that is from the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this shafa'ah is two types. Shafa'ah which is shirk, and shafa'ah which is not shirk. The shafa'ah which is of shirk nature is what the disbelievers affirm. They say we are worshipping our idol to be interceder for us before Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the reason why this shafa'ah is shirk because those idols were not given the permission to intercede on one hand. On the second hand, you are worshipping those idols to intercede. Whereas the correct shafa'ah, you do not worship the interceder to intercede. مفهوم في الشفاعة الشركية المشركون يعبدون الشفعاء ليشفع أما الشفاعة الحقيقية لا تعبد الشفيع ليشفع لك ولكن تعبد الله سبحانه وتعالى والله يأذن للشفاعة. So again another we said one more time the shafa'ah which of shirk nature. First, the disbelievers, they are worshipping what they are claiming to be interceders. Secondly, those interceders, they did not receive permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to intercede. That means the correct shafa'ah has to have three conditions. The first condition, the permission of Allah. And the second condition, the pleasure of Allah with the interceder. And the pleasure of Allah with the interceded for. فعندك إذن الله ورضى الله عن الشافع ورضى الله عن المشفوع له. الأمر الأول رضى الله, الأمر الثاني إذن الله سبحانه وتعالى أول شيء, ثم رضى الله عن الشافع, ثم رضى الله عن المشفوع له. Those are the three conditions that have to be met for this shafa'ah to be correct. The shafa'ah which is in tawheed. For Allah to permit this shafa'ah to take place, for Allah to be pleased with the one who is offering the shafa'ah, and for Allah to be pleased with the beneficiary of the shafa'ah. So with that the case, we can understand the ayat that affirms the shafa'ah and the ayat that negates the shafa'ah. There's many ayat in the Quran that negates the shafa'ah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل. يوم تجزى الآية التي يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في مصنع في سورة البقرة واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل. Be mindful of a day that no soul will bring any good to another. And it will not, no intercession will be accepted of it, and no ransom will be accepted for it. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمًا يَأُمٌ لَا بَيْعَ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ لَا بَيْعٌ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ. comes. Before a day that comes where no intercession will be allowed and no close friendship will be of benefit and no transaction could be done at that day. So all those ayat, they are negating the shafa'ah from taking place. And this shafa'ah which is negated is the shafa'ah of shirk nature. Whereas the shafa'ah which is permitted and it is authenticated in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is the one who can offer the shafa'ah by Allah except by the permission of Allah? We're going to recite this ayah that we started previously for us to make sure that we have said it correctly. The ayah says, مَنْ يَشْفَعُ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يَشْفَعُ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِنْهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا. وَأَمَّا الْآيَةَ الثَّانِيَةَ الَّتِي يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Having said that, we're going to talk, after we have talked about the shafa'ah to be amongst the people, the shafa'ah to be from the people to the Creator, and then the shafa'ah to be into two types, shafa'ah of shirk nature and shafa'ah of tawheed nature. Now we're going to talk about a shafa'ah that will take place in the Day of Judgment. We have shafa'ah which is specific to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a shafa'ah which is general. A shafa'ah which is specific to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first is the greatest shafa'ah, and this is the shafa'ah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to start the Day of Judgment. This is the shafa'ah where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in the station of praying in al-maqam al-mahmoud. In this shafa'ah, the people in the Day of Judgment, they will be in great difficulty. So they first go to Adam and they praise Adam and they tell him, you are Abu al-Bashar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you with his hand. So why don't you intercede for us? And Adam denied and he mentioned his sin. Then they go after Adam to Nuh. And they ask Nuh to intercede for them to Allah Azza wa Jal, for Allah to start the judgment in the Day of Judgment. To start judging and the people. He will refuse and he will say, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ وَلَمْ يَغْضَبْ بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. فاحترسوا يا عباد الله من غضب الله وذلك بفعل الطاعات واجتناب المحرمات. They will go to Nuh عليه, to Adam عليه, no, they will go secondly to Nuh عليه السلام, and they will ask him to intercede and he will refuse. And he will say that Allah on this day, he is very angry, the type of anger that he never was angry like this before, nor he's going to be angry like this after. And he refuses to offer the shafa'ah. They will go to Ibrahim, and Ibrahim will refuse to do the shafa'ah. They will go to Musa, and then to Isa. All of them refuse until they go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad will go and prostrate and supplicate and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a praise that he does not know why he was alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him this praise and teach him this praise at that time. And after he will say the praise, Allah will permit him to make the shafa'ah, and his shafa'ah will be accepted. So this is the shafa'a al-uzma, the greatest shafa'a, which is unique to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second shafa'a which is unique to him is al-shafa'a to the people of paradise to enter paradise. Because after the people of paradise cross over the bridge and they go to paradise, they're going to find the doors of paradise closed. And they will go to Prophet Muhammad, and Prophet Muhammad will intercede for the doors of paradise to open and the people to enter paradise. The third type of shafa'a is his intercession for his uncle, Abu Talib. Abu Talib died with disbelief. He never accepted Islam. Yet, in the status of disbelief, he was a great support to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he knew that the Prophet came with the truth. Nevertheless, he refused to enter in Islam and fear that he would defy the religion of his forefathers. From this, ya akhwan, we know a benefit that people can go to great lengths to defy, to defend the religions of their fathers, of their forefathers. People can go to great lengths to defend the religion of their forefathers. Abu Talib, knowing that the Prophet ﷺ is the messenger of Allah, supporting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nevertheless he did not accept Islam and fear if he does that he will be defying his forefather. He will be belittling his forefather. He will be putting his forefather in indignity. We find many people, Muslims, they do not change their practices even when the evidence is presented to them, because they say, what do you think? I see my father doing that. Do you think my father is wrong? Even though the clear evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah, from Sahih al-Bukhari is presented to them, they will refuse to do that. And the only reason for their refusal, because they feel if they did that, they will be belittling their forefathers. They will be admitting that their forefathers were wrong. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us seek the truth and follow the truth. If our forefathers upon the truth, that is good. If they were not upon the truth, we do not pass by them, we do not do anything. We just say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them and treat them and us with His mercy. Nevertheless, we follow the truth. So Abu Talib did never believe. Nevertheless, he was a great support to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he died as a disbeliever. The disbelievers, they are not going to be benefited from the intercession, except Abu Talib. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for him, and due to the intercession of the Prophet, he will be the one who will receive the least amount of benefit of torment amongst the disbelievers. And that torment for him to wear some kind of shoes on fire, his brain will boil upon. His brain will boil, مُخُّ يَغْلِي يَلْبِسْ حِزَاءً مِنَ النَّارِ يَغْلِي مُخُّ مِنْ هَذَا الْحِزَاءِ. And that is in ضَحْضَاحْ مِنَ النَّارِ, in the shallow area of the fire. Ya akhwan, this information should put in our hearts fear from Allah Azza wa Jalla, fear from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that fear should drive us and move us to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla and stay away from the prohibition, stay away from illegal practices in al-Islam. And also we know that the Sunnah, we need to make the adhan. Is it time to make the adhan?
Inshallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
from this ayah and the situation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the permissibility for the Prophet to intercede for Abu Talib even though he is a disbeliever and this intercession will be of benefit to Abu Talib, we understand that the Sunnah can clarify and put restrictions on the ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the disbeliever in Al-Quran, وَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. The intercession of the interceders will not going to benefit them, meaning the disbeliever. This is general. But we find the Sunnah is bringing a specification to that, and that is with accept accepting and the exemption is that the shafa'ah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be beneficial for Abu Talib. But the benefit of that shafa'ah is not for Abu Talib to enter paradise, but for him to be in the shallow part of the hellfire. And this is the shafa'ah al-khasa. Al-shafa'ah al-amma, the general shafa'ah, is offered by whomever Allah permits to make this shafa'ah. And this shafa'ah for the people to be, some people who deserve to go to the hellfire to be removed from the hellfire. And for those people, some people who are deserving to go to the hellfire, not to go to the hellfire. And هذه الشفاعة في من استحق النار ألا يدخلها وإخراج بعض أهل النار من النار. This type of شفاعة would be offered by anyone who Allah permits and it's not exclusive to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The evidence of that is what we find in the hadith that is narrated by Muslim where it says ما من مسلم يموت فيقوم على جنازته أربعون رجلا لا يشركون بالله شيئا إلا تشفعهم الله فيه. If a Muslim die and 40 people pray for him in the funeral, but those 40 people they do not associate with Allah anything, those 40 people, their intercession will be accepted for that person. Also we know al-shaheed يشفع في سبعين من أهل بيته. The one who died as a martyr will be given the opportunity to intercede for 70 of his family. And that will give us the importance of and the benefit of martyrship. In this hadith narrated by Abu Darda in Sahih Ibn Hibban. Having said that, we stop at this point, inshallah, and we continue talking about this chapter next time we meet. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.